Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Bill Duckelberg is our guest, Dr. William Duckelberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB. That's NFIB.com. And folks, you can find the survey, the Index of Small Business Optimism that we talk about every month with Bill, his outstanding work polling small business owners to find out what they think about how the economy is going on these different facets of the operation of their business. And you can find that also. He allows us to post it on our website, which we appreciate. NFIB.com is there. Also, smallbiz.net.org. That's .org, right?
Org, yeah.
smallbiz.org. All right, so check it out there, folks, as well. Bill, anything else that we need to know about the report that's remarkable from last week? Credit seems to still be good. Inflation's
the demand
in check.
For credit, inflation's not really running rampant. Nobody wants a loan, so everybody's relatively happy about that. The job indicators are all flat, meaning we're not going to run out and hire people. The jobs number last time, as you know, was pretty weak, 103,000, they said, but 45,000 of those were just Verizon workers coming back to work, so
right.
Really it was only 60,000.
Mm-hmm.
You know the numbers. We need 300,000 a month for the next 3 years to get back where we were in 07.
Right.
So we got a lot of work to do. And it'll be done by all those wonderful entrepreneurs out there. I mean, that's where
right.
the workers came from, and they'll go back there when the spending comes back.
You know, Bill, I'm predicting that nothing is going to change significantly to your survey for at least 12 and a half months.
Yeah,
after,
I wouldn't disagree
after,
with
after
that.
The election in next November, if regardless of who gets elected, I believe there will be some level of a dam breaking in activity.
If
Mr. Obama loses, I think that will encourage. I really do, and I hate to say this, but I think that will encourage entrepreneurs, and it will make them take steps. If he gets reelected, I think entrepreneurs will say, okay, at least now we know for sure what we've got for the next 4 years, and we will plan accordingly, but we're not going to sit on our thumbs for more years. What do you think, Bill?
Right. Well, I think that's right. And, of course, if it becomes obvious going into the election that we will have a major change in the management team, like the Senate's going to go Republican, et cetera, that will start improving the outlook, I think. So we could see things gradually getting better going into the election if all of the pre-election stats and so on show that we're going to have the kind of change that we think we need.
Well, one thing's for sure, folks. I mean, after 3 years now, almost 3 years, I should say. I guess it's coming up on 3 years. It's pretty clear to me that the Obama administration is not a pro-business administration. And at least that's the way I think that most small business owners feel. The ones I talk to, the ones you're polling, I think your polls show this, that even if he doesn't speak directly to small business owners in a way that concerns them, the things that he says about the business and about the marketplace, I think that concerns them. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it definitely does. I mean, he's only pro-business if you can make a big contribution to the re-election campaign. Then he's got some business people that he likes. But you're right. And so if you listen to him, he doesn't like success, wants to punish success, and wants you to work hard and then let him take your money and do what things he thinks should be done with it. And I think most entrepreneurs are not really in favor of that.
Well, and I'll tell you, and a couple of things that are just, I mean, folks, these are just out there. I mean, the class warfare thing that he plays all the time, entrepreneurs don't like that. The way that Boeing is being treated in South Carolina, there's 2,000 Boeing jobs there that need to be come online. And you and I both know for every factory job there is, there's three or four small business jobs created.
Right, 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 right. Yeah, manufacturing employment, of course, has been declining, and it mostly because of productivity. A worker, you know, 1,000 workers 50 years ago, the work that they would do is done by about 111 people today.
Right. It's amazing.
Like yep. 10 to 1.
Yep. And that's not anybody. I mean, that's a good thing. But we need to encourage all those 111 jobs as much as possible. And Bill, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Thanks for bringing us this report. And we'll see you next time.
All right. Take care, Jim. Good luck.
You too. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. Maybe he'll have better news for us next month. Got to take a quick break. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.